Now, this email may sound familiar to you. I'm a manager at the Bank of Nigeria. I discovered $15 million in a dead account. If you help me apply for the claim, 30% of this money will be for you. And so on. Well, here's a little advice. Just don't go there. Some people have responded to these come-ons, though, and today computer experts from 20 West African countries are meeting in Ivory Coast. They're talking about how to fight such internet scams. West Africa is a hotbed of cyber scams, even though, as the BBC's John James in Abidjan points out, Africa has the lowest internet use in the world.
But there are cyber cafes that have been springing up now in most towns and cities across the continent. So it is accessible for a few, and young people like everywhere are getting used to the internet and using it for all sorts of things. I think, to be honest, it's one of those maybe downsides of globalization. Now it's so much easier for people, even here in Africa, to be connected, to send messages, letters to people in the West, people with money. And so it's seen as a ready market. Maybe people are prepared to use what otherwise would be useful entrepreneurial skills to try and tap into some of this wealth in the West immediately. And now, of course, you can even send money electronically. All this brings people closer together and makes this sort of exploitation, exploiting those who read these messages and think they're genuine, think they can maybe access some money, don't understand that it's all a scam. Those people can be exploited because of the new links.
Well, that brings up a good point. I mean, it takes two to tango, and you see on this side, as you mentioned, that there are people who do think that these emails are legit, and you might think twice if you get a letter in the mail from a stranger like this saying, please give me some money, even though you don't know me and you don't know what I'm going to do with it. If you got it in the mail, that's one thing. But for some reason, through email, people seem more likely to respond. Is that what you're hearing at the conference?
Well, people do respond to these things. There's no doubt about that. People wouldn't be sending the messages if no one was reacting. And if you talk to people as well here, I've got people who've been doing research in this area who are here in Ivory Coast, and when they talk to these sort of scammers who are here in the cyber cafes, one thing they say is, well, you know, it's people who are being taken in by this. Bluntly, it's stupid people who are responding to these messages that are taken in. They deserve what's coming to them.
That's how you're saying in those examples, that's how they rationalize it.
You know, I even heard of one cyber scammer rationalizing it as something that was biblical. It dates back to the New Testament. He was talking about Paul collecting money to send to the churches. So these sort of people can come up with all sorts of justifications. Bottom line, it's a way that people are able to make money through new technology, through exploiting people in the West, and get away with just the lack of law enforcement on these sorts of levels here in West Africa and other places.
What is the move to crack down on these scammers?
Well, I had some difficulty here in Ivory Coast trying to get to the bottom of how much work they're actually doing. At least here in Ivory Coast, they've set up a special task force, a group within the police who are just dedicated to cybercrime. So that's a step forward. People here who would take part in it, these sorts of scams do keep a fairly low profile, but there's plenty of tales here of people making it rich, of having big houses because of this. And so, you know, at a popular level, if you're young and employed, as 50% of people are in this country, then, you know, it's a possible way to earn some money. If you can't get through life in a legal way, then the temptations are always there.
The BBC's John James in Abidjan, Ivory Coast. Thank you very much, John.
Thank you, Lisa.